Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Discussions in this show are for educational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. United Planners and its representatives do not offer tax or legal advice.
And ladies and gentlemen, let's not forget the website, craigjamesfinancial.com. It is a great website, information you need to know also to get involved with all the great webinars and events that have come our way, including last night at 7 o'clock in the big time events and webinars. Great information. And, of course, tax deadline is approaching, so everything you need to know and contained on the site. April 18th is that day. We are not far out. Dow yesterday dropped 75, already down 300 or so in the futures. And we'll wait and see as far as hopefully a good rebound by 4 o'clock. Mr. Craig Ferentino, the great Craig James, located right in the heart of Melville on Broad Hollow Road. And we say a very good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Jay. Wow, this is a lot of news for Friday. But, you know, we're in this little bit of a downturn again because, you know, there's always another bank that could drop. Deutsche Bank is the next one. You had Credit Suisse. You're going from Switzerland to Germany. And Deutsche Bank, I always felt, had an opportunity to even work there. Somewhat of a precarious bank to work for. So they look like their credit is not as solid as possible. But today, we got to put some bad news behind us. The market was all over the place yesterday. Up, it was up, and then it was down, and it was up, and it closed, the Dow closed at just slightly positive there. So, today we get durable goods orders, February, U.S. Price Managers Index, comes out about 8:30, and, we're also, waiting for other news. There's very little news in terms of Jerome Powell because he said his piece for now. So now we got to take what he said, the quarter point raise. What does this mean to those listeners who are driving to work or whatever they're doing? There's a lot. First thing, my take on it, Jay, is that is people's finances. You know, we're seeing the average annual percentage rate on a new credit card is, write this down, Jay, 23.65%. That's 23.65%. So that's a big number right there, compounded, obviously, so you have to pay off the card to get off that 23.65. This a number like this is sort of a cancer to the average person's finances. We have two, they're trying to slow up the economy, obviously, and so you slow up the economy by raising rates, and so people are spending more time paying off this interest rate and the principal that they borrowed than they are looking to buy new things because they don't want to add to that. The 23.65, I can't remember the last time the average new credit card offer was 23.65. It's been, I went back 20 years, maybe 30 years, never saw that. The average annual percentage rate on a credit card account with balances being carried over month to month now is used to be 16.8. It's now 20.4%. And that's according to the Federal Reserve. I'm not making these numbers up. And that's the highest it's been, at least on the Federal Reserve numbers, since 1994. So think about this. Someone with $5,000 debt on a card with a 23.65% APR and a $250 monthly payment will pay about, almost $1,300 in interest. And if you're paying that minimum payment of $250, it'll take you 26 months to pay off that balance. And so that's a big hit right there. And then, of course, auto loans the banks are just making it harder with the banking system right now. They're making it a lot harder to get there. So another suggestion might be for listeners to reduce their credit card debt to below 50% of the available credit. That's important. That's important. And they use this time now to clean up any issues. But very, very dangerous, Jay. So that's a hit, right? So we're paying more, right? Let's put this all in perspective, Jay. You're paying more, and the average person's paying more on their credit card debt, and new credit cards, that could be for your kids or whatever, you know, new cards out there at 23.65. But you add on to that inflation, which is a tax on everybody. You know, it's eggs over $6, $7 for a dozen. You look at flour, you look at and even basics, and then you're paying more there. And because you're paying more there, it kind of says, well, you know, I don't have the money this paycheck, but I'll put some on a credit card. I'll pay it for I'll pay it for the next paycheck. And you see how this snowballs, Jay? Do you see how this snowballs? That's where we are on this Friday. So we have we want to make sure that that people understand credit card debt and how it could be a cancer on your financial life. And we'll be putting together a presentation next week. But any questions in the meantime, we're more than likely to help. And then we're trying to get our tax returns done. So the couchness in there, and our taxes going up. So now we have inflation. We have higher credit card debt, higher mortgage rates. It's taking more money to buy the same house and get a 30-year mortgage on it. And so it's starting to have this effect. And we're getting more calls here on the more like help type of thing. And so we've been putting together some packages to help people and to set them up for the future. And that's what we do at Craig James Financial. We manage financial services. A lot of times we like stocks, bonds. We like talking about Jerome Powell. We like talking about all these great things. But right now we have, the stability of the banking markets and the people to have access to money so they can live has also been a challenge. And so we want to truly help people with that as well, Jay. So, we do have some headline news. That's the day-to-day. But this is all starting to come to a head for the average person, Jay.
Right. The credit cards, they're deadly. They really are. The interest rates are through the roof. Everything about where we are today in the world from an economic standpoint, it just stinks. I mean, let's face it, borrowing money costs more, mortgage, trying to get a house, it's terrible. Go to the grocery store, fill your car. I mean, every store you go in, this is what you're up against. Go out to dinner now. I mean, go out to dinner with your loved one, right? I mean, dinner for two with a couple of cocktails is about $1.20. I mean, listen. It is what it is. You know what you do with the credit cards? Do what I do. Cut them up. Cut them up or put them away. Put them in a drawer if you can. And listen, it's very difficult. Very difficult. You know, use a bank card. It's tough. Listen, we're all in the same boat here. We're all fighting it. And let me tell you, Craig is the best in the business from a financial standpoint. To even bring this up, he covers everything. Any questions, you call him at 631-393-2888. Best in the business of all financials. Tax day coming upon us. What can I tell you, my friend? There's a lot on our plates these days. We will be watching and hopefully a good rebound today on Wall Street, huh?
Yes, hopefully, Jay.
You have a great weekend. We'll chat.
All right, Jay. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Appreciate it all. Stuff these credit cards and the interest, you know, we get inundated. Everybody gets inundated, right? Something of the lawyer, like a little carrot dangling in your face with the credit cards. You know, they'll give you a $2,000 limit, 1,000,000% interest rate, though, folks. Be careful. Don't get lured into that.